it becomes incredibly popular and most useful in times when it looks like there are a bunch of different menaces coming at us from every direction. When we look at sort of the genesis of the zombie film, it's 1968, Romero's Night of the Living Dead, and it's one of the worst years in American history. Political unrest, the war, changes in religious and sexual mores, assassinations. People in 68 looked around and said, wow, this is a lot of stuff happening all at once. That's kind of the first time that the zombie narrative works. The great and terrible thing about zombies is that they can stand in for whatever it is that keeps us awake at night.
It does seem like there has been, you know, if we look at the past 10 years or so, we've seen, it seems like, a resurgence of zombies in popular culture. Is that because of 9/11?
I think actually it is largely because of our internet and 24/7 wiredness.
Talk more about that.
People have always gotten killed by terrorists and have always died in pandemics. But now if something horrible happens, we find out about it immediately. With the rise of the internet and with our increasing awareness of the awfulness of things happening around the globe, the zombie becomes an even more useful tool for us to try and kind of deal with the oncoming threat.
I might say that being on the internet a lot sort of turns us into zombies. That can be almost a zombie-like state.
What does it mean to be human is one of the central things that the zombie story asks us. And your example of our being so connected to our technology is actually something that gets parodied in one of the great zombie films, Shaun of the Dead, where one of the kind of central comic tropes is that there's not a whole lot of difference between the protagonists of the story and The Walking Dead.
There are some similarities between zombies, sort of the undead, the walking dead, and the living.
George Romero saw that, I think, from the very beginning. The second of the zombie films that he did, Dawn of the Dead, is set in a shopping mall. And it's, you know, one of the kind of seminal moments in the literature because the zombies come back and wander the mall because that's what they know. The point that he was trying to make in a not so subtle way is that at our very worst, when we're sunk in unlife, we are consumers, mindless consumers. And so one of the questions that I asked, and I think most of the zombie stories ask, is what does it mean to be fully alive?
How else is the zombie narrative useful to us during troubled times?
I think in a very real sense, the condition of the people in these stories, in the zombie apocalypse, is really very closely related to ours. What is it like to live in a post-9/11 reality where we are surrounded by threats and live with fear? How do we live with those fears? What kind of choices do we make? Do we build walls? Do we form communities? In a very real sense, this is our story. Angela Kang, the producer and writer for The Walking Dead, told me very early on in my process of working on this book, it is a mistake for people to think of The Walking Dead as being about zombies. It's about the humans. It's about the ethical decisions that they make in a world where all the sort of guardrails for human behavior have been knocked down. This was the hardest book I've ever written, and it's 20-some books now. Not to be melodramatic, but it took the largest emotional and psychic toll.
What was that toll?
It was the violence, and it was the gore. And, you know, my son, who is 20, Chandler loves everything associated with horror. He does not know yet how scary real life is. You know, for me at 55, I do not need to be scared from an outside source. I've explained to people, I'm not a huge fan. There are some of these stories that I like a lot. Some are really difficult for me.
Have you found that you have made any changes in the way that you live after spending so much time immersed in all of this research and all of these stories?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing is that as an introvert, I find it hard to insert myself into community. And yet I find out over and over again in these stories how powerfully necessary it is. Even though our tendency may be in times of danger and fear to recoil and to contract, our call really is to reach out, to befriend, to be compassionate, to recognize we have this sort of responsibility if we're going to do anything important, to make a difference in the world, to survive the apocalypse. We need each other.
Greg Garrett is a professor of English at Baylor University. His latest, Living with the Living Dead, The Wisdom of the Zombie Apocalypse. Greg, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Jennifer.